Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the time in our life, the time when we feel the intuition to do something, the time when we feel like everything is in alignment. Or how about the time in our lives when we seem to be having a lot of guidance and direction to do something, to be able to help someone, to be able to make a change in our life, and perhaps we say, I don't know, should I do it, should I not? What is my indecision about? And how about when we choose a different road, even though we have been guided or maybe asked to take a road that maybe our soul or God's guidance is really taking us along, and we still choose to say, maybe not today. I know for myself, I can remember back about 10 years ago, I kept hearing the word, pick up your purse, go out the door. Pick up your purse, go out the door. And I kept resisting this for 2 whole years and rationalizing and judging it and everything. And I didn't do it. And I think back on that today and I say, you know what? Was that truly God speaking to me and I didn't choose a path that he would like me to walk? And I think it may or may not have been true. Whatever it was, I can't go back there. I can't change it. But what I can do each and every day when you get up is make your choice for today. To listen, pay attention, and to see what we are chosen to do with our time. Today my guest is Dr. Angela Rucker. Her book is Breaking Forth, A Release into Your Kairos Season. Angela, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here with you.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you. You know, I think many times people will say, I really don't know anymore, and would somebody just light up the neon signs because I can't hear them. I know for myself I've said that in the past, and, you know, we human, we ha, we're not sure. Don't you think guidance sometimes, it just, you may take it, you may not take it, and you can't beat yourself up about it, right?
You're so correct. There are times in our life when nothing makes sense and it doesn't seem like the direction that we are going in is where we need to go, and we're not sure where we are to go. But guidance does help, and if we adhere to what the guidance is, usually we end up where we need to be.
Yeah. Well, and also, too, let's talk for a second about this, is that we're not talking about whatever the past was, because we can't fix it, we can't change it. If I miss the exit in the road, I'm on another one now, well, so be it, and I need to be able to go here from here. And I think a lot of times people will say, but I need to go back and find out why. Why did I do that? Why? Why did I go that way? Or what was the message there? In essence, what you and I are really talking about today is your book, Breaking Forth. I mean, right on the front page, you know, with the sunrise, it's almost like, face it today, go forward, let the past be the past, yes?
And so that is so true, because oftentimes we're so consumed with the past that we are not able to see what is before us, or where we're supposed to go, because we're so consumed with everything that has been left, should be left behind. And the book Breaking Forth does speak to us about letting go of yesterday and moving forward into the purpose, the plan of God for your life, and not just be stuck in the abyss of the past, but to move forward.
Right. But I think, don't you think that the unknown really freaks people out? Because, I mean, look at where we are now in the year 2020. Everybody's into the unknown. no one really knows what the guidance or the path or the next step will be, but yet we get up every day, right?
Yes, and we get up hoping that we're going to get a roadmap.
Right.
For the future, you know, that will tell us, go here, don't go there. But we're at a place now where we just have to believe that this will pass. And as it passes, we will learn, we will gain lessons from this time, the shut-in that we are in now, that we are going to be able to learn and move forward.
Do you think that sometimes people will say, but I was given the roadmap, well, you know, like when I was born, I was given the roadmap when I got married or when I took the job. And in essence, it's kind of we're throwing all of that to the wind and saying there is no roadmap. Do you think that sometimes when there is no roadmap, you are led by grace and faith?
For me, that is the story of my life. It's faith in God that has propelled me all along to be where I am now, because I can never find the roadmap.
Right.
I've looked hard, and I am never able to find the roadmap, but I know I can use the promises that God has made in His Word and hold on to those promises. And when I hold on to those promises, I'm able to move out in faith and trust God that wherever I land, wherever I might land, is where He wants me to be.
You know that idea that, you know, they say always you follow the pebbles or you follow the golden bricks or whatever. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like it will create your road. Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you, I'll raise my hand first, is that I've been down on that ground for so long, honey, I can tell you there is no pebbles and there are no golden bricks. You know? So I think just as you said, you know, to find that map, it's sort of like give it up. That's almost like when you almost like have to turn over and look to the sun and say, I have no answers anymore. You give up, right?
And that is how it is, you know, because sometimes we think we have all the answers, and really we don't. And we will get to a place like 2020 where everything is different and what we are accustomed to is no longer the norm. And we now have to try to figure out what are the new norms. And the only, for me, the only person that I can look to is to God, you know, because He knows the future. I don't. So I have to look to Him and allow Him to lead me. And that's what going into your Kairos season is all about. It's being at that place where your season change and you trust the supernatural hand of God to orchestrate the time that would intersect with the correct opportunity for you to move forward.
Right.
And that's what it's all about for me.
Right, because I think the idea of normal is that we believed we were cemented in a place. In other words, we had safety and security, and we believed we were in control.
Mm-hmm.
Now
mm-hmm.
it's like, well, that just flew out the door, you know. And I think the idea is that if we could just let it keep going, the idea is that there never was a normal. There never was safety and security. It was just what we tried to hold on to in our mind, what we've constructed in our thoughts. Do you know what I mean? In other words, every day was always a different. There was no repeats. There was nothing that's, you know, we say we want to get back to something. There's no getting back. And I think if we can kick some of those words out, we can see that maybe we were to this point always following our path. Maybe we were doing the best that we could do at the moment. Maybe we are on the road. We may have taken a different road, but it's still a road, you know, and we're still here. So there still is purpose in our mission. I think if we judge it as being the right or the wrong road and say there is purpose in all missions, that is a little bit more freeing, saying, okay, I can let go of what I thought I was holding on to, right?
That is so true, because every day is different.
Yeah.
Every day is different. You know, we have brand new circumstances that we have to deal with every day. And it's allowing your mind to be able to adjust to whatever it is that comes your way and know that if your mind is open to handle the newness of whatever life presents you, that you're able to walk in that particular new zone and not be so consumed about what it used to be. Just knowing that God is with you, and as long as God is with you, you're going to be okay.
Right. Let's talk for a second about the word God. So many people say, I gave up religion a long time ago. I let it go. That's not part of my dogma. When in essence, we're not talking about a religion or a church. We're talking about the essence of the core of your being, the essence of your soul, that who you believe in your heart. That is the God that we're talking about, that which you may pray to or think about, or some people call it source energy. It's all very similar. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the God who lives on the inside of me,
right.
The God who I pray to, and the God who I look to for direction.
Yes.
And for so many people, like you say, they have their own norms and their own customs and their own interpretation of what that means. But I can only speak for what is in me and who is in me. And I know that had it not been for the God that I serve, that this journey would have been completely more chaotic than it has been. I've been able to walk knowing that every time I make a step, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay because I believe in God, and I believe in me. And I think if I can believe in God and believe in me, I think we are okay.
Right. Let's talk for a second about the end of a season. Because you know what? I think that that's true, too, for all souls. Many people say, well, they went too early. They didn't go this way. They didn't have that, a great death. They were, something must have been wrong, and it was at the hands of someone else. When in essence, our soul has its own time and its own season. And I think that for us to judge anything differently probably would be a little bit shortchanging and missing the whole point that we are here to live, and then our time will be our time, and that's nothing for us to be able to have to spend more of our life just trying to control or trying to demand it. Do you know what I mean? Because I think we're seeing a lot of people right now that have left early. People are becoming angry. People are becoming sad. People are feeling that great heavy weight. Yet if a soul says, you know what, I think it's time for me to check out, see you later, we would say, oh, okay, we'll miss you, but we understand. You know what I mean? But I think the idea is that sometimes our own needs get messed up and mingled with others saying, but I don't want you to go, you know, because you used to drive my car. You used to do things for me. You used to be my support, you know, all this stuff. Don't you think?
Well, I do think that your days are numbered.
Uh-huh.
That you are not here to stay on Earth forever, and
right.
You have an expiration date. And whenever that date comes, that's your day, whether you be in your teens, your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, that is your day. That is the hand that you've been given. That is the time that you've been allotted, and now it's time to go home, go back. So I'm not preoccupied with how long it's going to be. I just know that the time that I've been given, I try to spend it well, try to maximize it, and try to use it so that I can see what my time here has benefited me, that I'm able to look back, and when I go back, I do not want to go back full. I want to go back empty. Everything that I came here to deposit, I'll deposit it. And when my time comes for me to go, it's time to go.
Yeah. I think the idea right now in the year 2020 is about having grace and faith to even a greater degree. Because if we are losing loved ones, we are finding that things are transitioning and things are changing. And so much is going on around us, it's kind of hard for our heart and our soul to be able to accept that. Don't you think so?
Well, I think it's because of the uncertainty of things, particularly mm-hmm. now in this season when there is COVID-19 and people are dying, and it seems like death now is so overwhelming, whereas before, if someone dies, yes, you're sorry that they die, you're sorry that they move on, but if they're ill, you think it might happen, and if there's an accident, you say, oh, that should have never happened, or you're so sorry it happened. But now, this thing is up on us now, where there's so much uncertainty that you don't know when you might be next because right. of what has been released upon you. You got to worry about the mask. Got to worry about the mask. You can't hug. You can't touch. You're in isolation, even though you are in the midst of so many. So it's a different time. It's a different time.
Do you think, Angela, that perhaps we look at it now and we say, why would God want to do this? And then we throw it back and we say, oh, no, man has created this. This is man's fault. Man did that. When in essence, can we just step and say for a second, it's time for those souls to return. We have a little bit more work to do. Let's continue along the path. And when it's able to say, can I just stop and breathe? Aren't we now in that transition time where it's time to stop and breathe? Because we're feeling the leaving of souls. We're feeling opening of hearts. We're feeling the moment in time where the unknown is becoming the norm, don't you think?
I think we're living in at a time now when nothing is certain anymore. Mm-hmm. We're at a place now where if people are leaving, if people are dying, we have to adjust their thinking and say, it's so sad that they're gone, but we are here now. Let's carry this torch. Let's run with it. Let's do what we can do while we are here. Focus on the now, because if we mess up now, then the future might be worse. And I say that to me, for me, who I'm a Christian person, I know that beyond this world, there's another world. Beyond this time, there's another time. And if I'm not responsible, excuse me, if I don't do what I'm supposed to do here now, I'm going to have to give an account later of how I spent the time that was allotted to me here.
Yeah. I think the idea is also to, Angela, to recognize that if we may have felt that we knew our path before or we knew our mission, perhaps now we're going to be asked to change, to do something differently, to step up, step out, to step to the side, and to be able to say all is still going to be well. Because many people have been asked to do exactly that. We don't want you to continue in your job, or we don't want you to continue going out and interacting in a certain way, or we need you to be able to stay home and rest, or be able to store up and learn how to do other things like meditation or taking care of self. Don't you think that maybe, in essence, we all have a totally different moment in time, and our mission has really going to shift greatly in the coming years or so, but right now is the time to say, stop, rest, readjust?
I think we can use this time. Yes, I'm in agreement with you. I think we can use this time to reevaluate self-care. Yes, indeed, we need self-care. There are a lot of things that kept us busy while we were out there that we never stopped to take care of self. So now we have this opportunity to take care of ourselves spiritually and mentally. And we, you know, get ready for the next, because we don't know what next is, but we are building ourselves up so we can be ready to go with the next. And I think, go ahead.
Don't you think that, I want to catch you right there. Don't you think that's truly what we say, like, about our cars sometimes, you know?
Yes.
Sometimes you have to just stop and change the filter. You cannot keep pouring oil in. You have to change the filter. So,
yes, indeed.
Yeah, because it's almost as if, like, we have to unclog our ears, unclog our hearts right now, cough up a lot of this stuff that's been clogging us up, change the air we breathe, and reset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yes.
It's almost as if we've been given, okay, it's time to reset, guys, because you can't hear God's message right now because you're stuck in that old stuff. So let's clean it out, and we'll get a new message next week. It's almost like when you get up on Monday, you're like, oh, what's the message for this week? You know, you go looking on Twitter or on social media, and you say, what's going to happen this week? You know, it's like you're looking for the next moment when we know it's coming, right?
You are so right, Dr. Jeanette. It's almost like we are in somewhat of an isolation, not necessarily incarceration, but we are shut in. We've been given time out, and that time out is now preparing us really for what is to come, the next, whatever it is. And if we're not careful, we will abuse this time out and not really strengthen ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually to be able to accommodate what is getting ready to come.
Yeah.
And I do believe that this time there's almost, it's universal. It's like the whole world is on timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in timeout, but what do you do in timeout? Do you just stay in the corner and not move?
Yeah.
Or do you use this timeout now to reset, you know, to unplug those things that need to be unplugged and rehinge those things that need to be rehinged and get our minds right.
That honey-do list, right?
Yes.
You know, I had spoken with another guest, and we were talking about mental health, and I said, you know, all of the times that we put our kids in timeout, you know, on the stool to have timeout, and you'd turn your back and go back to your dishes or whatever you were doing, and you'd watch, and the kid would be banging the chair against the wall, you know, or pulling their hair out or peeing on the floor or, you know, all of these crazy things that kids do to get your attention, right? When it, you know, and if you look at it, what if God said, hey, I'm putting y'all in timeout, and that's what everybody's doing, acting like those nasty little toddlers, you know?
Exactly.
And I looked at her and I said, what if when you put your child in timeout, you sit there with your child and the both of you just close your eyes and meditate for 5 minutes. Whoa. And say, oh, cool, we both reset. Now we can go on again.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen? How revolutionary that would be. And isn't that maybe what I would hope that we would all scurry and want to do that, because you know what? You better hurry up, right?
Exactly. And that's such a good analogy, because we can sit and we know that we're not physically seeing God beside us, but we know he's beside us. And we can do our breathing exercises and meditate on what we would hear from God or what we want, we are trying to hear, get directions so that we can now move into the direction that we need to go in. Time out is not just for us to do nothing. It's for us to do better. And I'm believing that if we do it right, we're going to be able to come out of this much better. There's a Kairos season, and that is that time when the supernatural hand of God orchestrates that purpose would intersect with time. And I'm believing that this timeout is a Kairos season. where we are now going to allow God to redo us, reshape us, reform us, get our minds right, get our thinking right, you know, do the things that we needed to have done, but we thought we would have all the time to do it, and we never got to do it. So now, here's the time. Use it wisely and reset to go back out when the time comes so we can do better than we did before.
Absolutely. Well, Angela, also, too, I think, you know, I've put this empty file folder on my desktop on my computer, and it's dated February 2021. And I put it there about a month ago, and I said, you know what, I'm going to just transport myself to that date. And I have it in my mind that somehow that day kept coming to me, and they said to do that. So I did it. So in essence, I think that February 2021 is going to be such a revolutionary change from where we are today. And isn't that cool, right?
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm believing that we're going to be so much better.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be so much better because, first of all, we were made to realize that we did not run the show, that someone else was in control.
Yeah.
And we have to now recognize that as much as we plan, as much as we think we're going to do this and that, we must stop now to allow God to be in the midst of our lives.
Absolutely. So it's time to take off those toddler pants and start stop whining.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, I only can say that because I'm in my 60s, because I think if I was any younger, I wouldn't be able to say that because I'd still be there. But I think, don't you think the older you get, the more wisdom kind of shines a light on you, say, you know what, this too will pass, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I am in my 60s as well, and I can tell you my perspective on life now is
mm-hmm.
completely different from what it was 20
yeah.
years ago, 10
yeah.
years ago, 10
yep.
years ago.
Yep.
And I'm learning now how to appreciate me more, how to love me more, and how to understand me even more, that
yep.
in times like this, I'm not confused. I'm not confused. I'm able to deal with me and my times when I am anxious, times when I'm like, how did this happen?
Right.
Now I understand better. I can take a deep breath and just relax.
Yeah. So I think our words for today is take off your toddler pants, sit down and meditate for a few minutes, and you just, you know, wake
Make
up the next
God.
Day. It, yeah, it's called wash, rinse, and repeat. Just do that every day. You know, I think we get so stuck in it has to be, but that's not all it is. It has to be more than that. No, it's not. Wash, rinse, and repeat. Do it the same thing tomorrow. See what happens, you know? And then maybe eventually we'll be able to hear. Maybe it'll be February 2021, right?
Yes, February 2021. Because who knows?
Absolutely.
Who knows? Whatever date it's going to be on the calendar, the time that we are spending now in isolation, meaning away from the noise and all that's out there, it will make us better prepared to handle the date whenever it comes. And for me, I'm excited because many people have different beliefs, like I said, but for me, I hold on to Jesus.
Yes.
He is my Lord, and I'm excited about the fact that when I can't go on anymore, when it seems like everything is confused, when it seems like I'm not sure about anything, I can feel Him holding me, and I'm centered because of Him.
Yeah. I think, and just to be able to breathe in and know that all will be well, because that's all we can do is to live for today and to remember to live for today, because not tomorrow, you know, we've always said that is tomorrow's never promised to anyone. So I think the idea, you know, your book Breaking Forth is really about living today because, you know, every moment is important, right?
Yes, maximizing today. Today's all we have, and we
that's
have to
right.
make sure that today we do well, You know, and well is relative. You know, well is how we feel about ourselves. You know, did I do my best today? Yes.
Absolutely.
If I did my best today, it is well.
Yeah.
And it's allowing yourself to evolve and to get to the next level without beating upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's accepting your weaknesses, building upon your strengths, and knowing that just because you were at a certain place yesterday, you don't have to be stuck in yesterday.
Yeah.
You can move into today.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Angela, it was such a pleasure to have you with us. Could you share with the listeners how to find out more information about your work? That would be wonderful.
Okay. I'm a pastor, first of all. So I'm at Bride of Christ Church Ministries in Mitchellville, Maryland. You can go and get my book on Amazon. You can get it on Barnes & Noble or Arthur House, Breaking Forth, A Journey into Your Kairos Season. I am my website is also there on the webpage, www.alegmapublishers.com. And I pray that for those who will read the book, that it will be a blessing to them. And I thank you so much, Dr. Jeanette, for having me on.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I think the year that we, or the moment in time that we're in today is very important. And just to, you know, open your eyes and see how you can just be present and do your best. That's what's so important, right?
Yes, that's it. Do your best.
Yes.
As long as you do your best, that's all that's required of you. Do your best.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. If you'd like to find out more information about Dr. Angela Rucker, again, her book is Breaking Forth, A Release into Your Kairos Season. Please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page to go directly to her website for more information. And we know not what every day will hold. We know what the past has held, but it will not be repeated. Truly, every moment in time is a new moment in time. If we're able to just open our eyes and say, thank you, I know it is all well, it is all going to be okay, and God is in control. Thank you
mm-hmm.
so much for joining mm-hmm. us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family. Clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.